This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GEQ. How was your weekend?
Good morning, Sir Brad. My weekend was very nice. Very, very nice indeed. I got a lot done. I had an opportunity to install the pedal drive for my kayak, so that'll be ready to go for this coming weekend. We had Lynn's sister and significant other over yesterday. So we had dinner and played some dominoes with them. That was fun. Yeah. And we went out for breakfast one of those days. Might have been Sunday morning. It was a nice weekend. I'm sure I'm forgetting a handful of other things, but those are the things that are standing out to me right now. Yeah. How was your weekend?
Saturday was pretty busy. My wife and I went to our daughter's house to check on things. And then yesterday was even a little bit busier because I had a little bit of a mouse surprise yesterday morning as I was getting ready to do some things. And it appears that something, so I have a what I call Bilko's. There's a little well outside, you know, for a door to go out from the basement. And I think there's something dead behind the door frame there because it smells. But I had a mouse in that well yesterday morning, and of all God's creatures, mice and rats and voles, I hate. So I went and got traps, and I was able to trap the one mouse, but I think there's something dead behind the door frame, and I'm kind of leery about pulling that door frame apart to try and put it back together.
Yeah, that's not a good one. That's definitely one of the reasons why when people talk about, any kind of rat poison that I would shy away from, because you don't know where they're going to take their last breath. So if you want to decide to just leave that, which is just fine, it will convert itself, if you will, and it'll decay and go back to compost, and eventually the smell will go away. But that's going to take a little bit of time.
Yes, it is. Right now, this morning, it seems to be the strongest. So we'll give it another day to see what happens. We'll have to change the subject. Other than that, I did smoke some country style ribs yesterday. It turned out really good.
Oh, that does sound good. Yeah, much better than the dinner we did. Though ours was pretty good too. We did a vegetable teriyaki sheet pan thing in the oven. Anything smoked, that's definitely good. This weekend we're going to be doing a 3-day camping thing. Actually, it's really only 2-day, 2 nights, 3 days, I guess, kind of thing. But I'm sure we'll get some grilling in there. No smoking, but try to cook as much as we can over the fire. Just a little weekend to get out. Yeah, nice. What kind of smoker do you have?
I have the Weber Bullet. It's about 22 inches in diameter. It's about 4 feet tall.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Yeah, we talked about getting one for the balcony, but they're getting more and more strict with their rules and regulations, or just say restrictions. So I think that's out for right now. In fact, we've got a guy that I don't know where he stores it when he's not using it, but he's got one of those trailer hitch flip down baskets. You put your luggage on there. Maybe a luggage rack, maybe that's the best way to say it. But all week long, he's driving around with the platform tipped up. But then, like, every other weekend, it's down, and it has a smoker sitting on there. And it will be pulling out the parking lot, and he's down on the other end, and we'll see this thing smoking away. So obviously he's probably not supposed to have it on the balcony or terrace, but yeah, I don't know if they can keep him from having it on the back of the truck, unless people start complaining about the smoke. But man, you drive by and it smells so good. It's not billowing, but it's just seeping along. But you can smell it when you go by. It's amazing.
Oh yeah, is when I was doing the smoking, Karen was inside, and she said every once in a while, you know, the wind would blow just right, and she'd catch a whiff, and she said, yeah, smells good.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone else is in here this morning. I connected to Lancaster at first, and then I switched back and give it a chance for anyone else to pop in. This is K2PCV.
KC2NVN checking in. I was on the other channel. All of a sudden it went dead.
Oh, I apologize for that. I wasn't sure where people were going to show up this morning after the trial from Friday. And then so I connected in there. And then I heard Brad over here, so I disconnected over there. Yeah, that was my fault. It's probably not good for me to connect to both anyway. It used up resources, plus when I disconnect, then everybody drops, and that's not cool either. But yeah, your signal sounds nice and strong this morning. Did you make any changes? K2PCV, standing by. Are you still in there, Brad?
This is KE2GDQ, standing by. I'm hearing some chatter, but it's not very audible.
Oh, that's interesting. It's like everybody disappeared for a moment there. Ross, are you in there? Ross, did you make it in? K2PCV?
KC2PC here. Go ahead, Travis.
There you are. I didn't even hear you on... didn't even hear you on Friday, if I recall correctly. Yeah, we're just chatting here, and then everyone kind of disappeared.
Well, on Friday, Evelyn woke up early, got to me, and she wanted a drink and this and that, and I didn't have a chance to program Lancaster's repeater into my mobile. So I did that last night, and I turned on to the Lancaster's repeater this morning. I thought we're going to hang out on that. And I, I heard you, and I'm going to call back to you. And then I heard Jeff in there. And then I called to Jeff. Jeff couldn't quite hear me, so it was kind of missing all the points there. But and then I decided to come back here, and then I heard you guys on this. So.
I see. A lot of, self-inflicted chaos. I guess we'll say that as we're bouncing around here. Unfortunately, we don't. I'm surprised. I don't know if you heard me say that before. Then I connected them to both because I wasn't sure where everyone was going to be, and then I heard Brad over on yours, so I disconnected from Lancaster and switched over here, but that's okay. We all made it here. Yeah. So I was mentioning to Jeff that his signal sounded pretty good, but then you were saying you were having trouble here in the Lancaster, so I was asking him if he changed anything. Maybe he just doesn't pick up your note as well with the antenna that he has on his car.
Yeah, I know he said he was thinking about putting a mobile in his car or truck, whatever he has. I don't know if he made it or not, but I'll give him a chance to get in here.
KC2NVM, how anyone picking up?
Yeah, good morning, Jeff. I can hear you loud and clear on my end, and I'm at Pavement and Broadway, so I'm pretty far away from you if you're at work.
So I'm on Broadway just getting into the town of Lancaster.
Ah, okay. I hear you. Yeah, you're coming in good in my truck. I'm just making my way down here to... I usually take Erie Street to Pavement, so that's where I'm at right now.
I'm getting a little bit of static on your end, but it's probably because of my old radio and small setup.
Yeah, like I said, I hear you Well, I'll clear my truck, so you'll get there. When you make I don't know if you got a chance to make your mobile install or not, but yeah. I'll turn over to, I think it goes to Brad now.
Both of you guys are coming in really strong here, but then again, I'm not that far from Broadway. So yeah, you guys have good strong signal this morning. And Travis's is the signal that I always get from your node. I can always hear it, and there's always a little bit of background static, but that signal is always the same.
Yeah, that really this whole conversation is sort of funny because it reminds me this conversation I was listening to this weekend, and I think it was on PGIF, the Mothership talk group on DMR, and there were a couple of people chatting, and the one guy was being extremely, I'll just say negative, about people's setups and their low-cost radios and, you know, not getting into the repeaters well, and it's ruining the experience for everybody. And, you know, some guy came on and commented into their conversation about how, you know, we need to remember that we are all radio amateurs and, you know, this is all a learning experience, and part of the hobby is experimentation. What works, what doesn't work, can I get away with? What do I need to have reliable communication? And in the end, that's what it's all about, establishing communication, whether it's just for fun or if it's in anticipation of, you know, an emergency and being prepared. And it just, like, killed that guy's momentum. It was kind of cool. But, yeah, I kind of like this whole idea of working through all of our different modes together to make the common connection here. I like that part of the hobby. KTPCB.
Well, that's probably one of the best comments I've heard, Travis. So, yeah, I wasn't dissing anybody's setup. It's all part of the hobby, it's all the playing around. And yeah, my first start out wasn't the greatest setup either. Didn't work very well, and it's about what it is today, and everybody else will get there eventually too.
Oh yeah, I 100% agree. And my first thought, especially since I'm coming in through a digital mode through an application, and I have multiple hops between my phone to the cellular system, Verizon, to my home Wi-Fi, to my node. Actually, no, that one's not using the Wi-Fi. That one's Ethernet, but it's still going to the switch, through my router, to a switch, to my node, and then back out to your node through the Internet, and then back out again, and to have reliable communication. That's cool. I know people do it with cell phones, but the fact that we can do it on our own, you know, with our hardware, not Samsung's hardware or Apple's hardware, yeah, it's fun. And obviously, you know, I think Jeff thinks this way, especially playing around with the Meshtastic world. Oh, well, it's 6:45. I wasn't paying attention at the time. This is K2PCB. I'm going to run. 73, I'll catch up with you guys later. Wow, this morning went by fast.
Hey, thanks, Travis. I'll see you in the work. KC2PT. Over to you, Brad.
Doing pretty good, Ross. I was telling Travis earlier that I had a mouse issue that I had to address yesterday, and was able to catch that little sucker. But I think there might have been another one that crawled up into a door frame that the door that goes out of my basement, because I can still smell it, but I can't find it, and it's got me